What lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag? Brown bag
is the best in here. Brown bag.
Yeah,
we're back.
Here.
It's gloomy weather. It's Cutter Vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it Cutter Vibes?
New house vibes.
Absolutely.
New house vibes.
Yeah,
new
house, the house is litty.
Got
right
a break in the house vibes. Right?
Yeah.
Right, Duno?
Yeah, man. They got broken in and
somebody broke into your house?
Already?
No, nobody broke into my house, you guys.
Yeah. Oh, what does broken in mean?
You broke it.
Broken in. It means that everywhere in the house.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's pretty wild.
In the closet, kitchen? In the kitchen.
In the shower. Only your body is dripping wet.
What song is that?
Old school.
Come on, man. 112.
No. We remixed it.
Anywhere.
Oh, yeah. It's 112. Sky's the limit with Biggie.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
See? I remember the name.
Yeah.
I wonder why they went with a number.
Room 112, where the players dwell.
Yeah.
What does Blink 182? So what does 182 mean in Blink?
Live as well.
Rock has different ones. Like, Rock's names are very different.
Like, very, like, demonic a little bit?
I don't know, but it's just, like, different. Like, I'm trying to think of Rock.
One of my most favorite songs is called Say, Say, Say.
Yeah, well, for sure. That's Rock en Español.
By Los Ángeles del Infierno. Imagine a group being named that. That's crazy, right?
That is crazy.
Hella crazy.
By the way, happy belated birthday to my dad, which is his birthday on November 1st.
Happy belated.
My dad's birthday is on Día de los Muertos. I didn't know that's why he was named Angel.
Oh.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. We went to go celebrate his birthday, and I was like, at first I was like, it's Día de los Muertos, that's where we're going. And then my sisters were like, "Ooh, it's his birthday." And I was like, you're right. It is his birthday on the 1st. And my mom was like, that's why your grandma had named him Angel because the Day of the Dead. And I was like, oh, I had no clue.
The Day of the Dead is like a few days, but the main day is the 2nd.
The 2nd.
But it's like how we celebrate Christmas Eve.
Yes.
The 1st is the Día de los Muertos Eve. So that's when you light your candles, have everything out, so that on the 2nd they can come visit you.
And you know what else is crazy? I've been learning like a lot of things about like, you know, like old culture that you just learn as you go.
Mm-hmm.
Like my aunt called all my tías and my tíos to not put my grandma's face.
Why?
Because she still hasn't departed from this world. She died in like 2 months ago, and technically you're not supposed to put their like their picture because they haven't departed yet, fully or something like that. I don't know. It was like one of those deep things.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So they were like, you have to wait till they depart.
Have they done the 9 days of Rosario?
The Ovenario.
I'm pretty sure they did that. I think they only went to one.
Yeah.
Out of the 9. It's when you cut the little balls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rosario, yeah.
But yeah, man. But yeah, we want to thank you guys for sending in your pictures for your family members.
Yes.
Yeah. People that you guys lost. It was a beautiful one. Again, very sad.
Thank you to the editors.
Also, thank you for following directions.
Yep. Yes.
A lot of people.
Great breakdown. Because I was like trying to explain it to, because somebody was like, how did I send it in? I was like, go to the last part of the episode and let me explain it better
how
than I did.
Yeah.
And I was just like, and she was like, okay, bad, thank you. But really, thank you guys for doing that. You know what I'm saying? It was very much appreciated.
Yes.
And do you guys like how I, how do you say, decor?
Decorate
my house?
Yeah, it looks good so far. I haven't been there personally, but
my office used to be not all black. The wall was black. You know what I was thinking? Because I filmed there now. So I was like, oh.
That's scary.
Why is it scary?
For you to film there.
No, because I pick and choose, and I have a spot where I could just always go film a podcast at.
Oh, okay, so yeah, good. So like if it's not someone you trust.
Yeah. So I'm like very picky. Like, you know, it's kind of just like with anybody in your house, you're just like, pick and choose.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I have a spot where it's fully open for me. Shout out Pro Club. They're like, you could come film here whenever.
Fire.
And book a couple of things. That space. So has, like, sequa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I could go film whenever there. So yeah, so I kind of have like a pick and choose, but yeah. Mm-hmm. But more than likely, like a lot of my people that I interviewed, I've had a really long time relationship, but still, you don't want everybody just at where you lay your head.
Knowing where you live.
Yeah, where you rest your head. So,
so
it's a good vibe. I have like a two space now.
Yeah.
Save money, you feel me? I want to get a house by next year. I'm like, save money and do this, and yeah.
How do you like being like just living alone now?
Oh, it's dope. It's dope. I get to like have like my thing. I have like.
It looked like you had like a clubhouse, like a sleepover with all your homies.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that looks dope.
I feel like he just has a room now. Like it's like, because you can still go see your mom, right? And she's right there.
Yeah.
And she still cooks for you, right?
Yes.
Because I've seen you eat food, and I was like, he didn't make that. His mom made it.
The tinga actually shot out of the bull. The bull made the tinga.
Okay, hey. So I still feel like, it's kind of, you have a two-story, or you have, like, a bigger house.
Yeah,
that's... But now you have your own room for activities.
Yeah, yeah, and the dope part is that, like, my homies, like, technically, like, shout out my homie Beto, he's one of them kids that his parents took him to work, like, at the age of 10.
Yeah.
So this one knows how to do everything, fool.
Oh.
He knows how to do everything, put up a, like... He, bro, my wall's like on point. Like my paint is on point. Yeah. He knows how to fix things. He knows how to build things. He mounted my TV.
Shit.
He's like, that's what things like a Theo. Like I'll think like, just drill in there. He's like, nah, you need the little plastic things that go in. Like,
yeah. He's like Fuego.
Yes.
Yes. Shout out to child labor.
So
it works.
But yeah, so the homie's one of them kids that worked like at a very young age. So he knows how to do everything. He's like, yeah, I'll help you do everything. I basically just went to Home Depot and just swiped my card.
He did everything.
And then now I help him what I can, but like,
yeah.
I'm not going to help him just, like, I help like him hold the TV, you know what I'm saying? Like, but he knows where to put it and everything. Like, yes, it was dope. It's dope.
That that's looks fine. Nice. It looks
and,
really
and,
nice.
And now the homies are just in there. Like, I woke up and the food was just there. I was like,
oh, that's what I saw. The other day it was just like a bunch of your homies there. I'm like, sick.
What's the kick-it spot if it wasn't there? If it wasn't
there? Probably still my mom's. Yeah. It's like, because my house has always been the kick-it spot.
Yeah.
But all my homies, like, none of them have ever. The homie Beto lived on his own for a little bit. The homie Solvik always had like his girl, which is she's family. You know that's what they call my comadre. But none of us have ever had like our own spot.
Yeah.
And now that we do, it's like, oh, the homie do knows bad.
Yeah.
We're doing Friendsgiving there. They planned it for me. I didn't have a choice. I'm like, if I don't have a fridge yet, they're like, yeah, don't worry, we'll get a cooler food. And I was like, all right. But yeah, so they're just up there now.
Oh, you don't have a fridge in there?
Not yet. I got to get one. I actually ordered it already. Okay. Once it comes in, bada bing, bada boom in the fridge.
He's up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got a sound bar now. It's lit. I got
sound bar is lit.
If I got the LEDs behind the TV. Jorge actually had DM'd me like, hey, you should get this back there. And I was like, I knew I was gonna get it, but I ordered it too short. So I'm missing like one little side of the TV where it's just like no light there.
Oh, yeah.
But it's vibey, it's vibes.
And you have neighbors downstairs?
No.
Oh, you made it. Downstairs too.
They could complain. Yeah, because they'll hear me like.
All his homies. Yeah, like on top. Yeah. After the club.
But yeah, it's cool. Now we have two parkings now, so it's litty.
It's lit.
It's a vibe.
Oh, I got you a housewarming gift.
Oh, appreciate yes. that. Bro, nice.
And it's black, like your heart.
And then I got you the biggie
oh!
button. And look at what it has on the back. Look what it has on the back.
Sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit.
Oh, dude.
Yes, sir. My dog.
Bro, this is sick.
I was like, what does this fool need that he doesn't probably have?
Dog. You know what's crazy? Shout out my boy, Rudy. He has like what is he called?
Record player.
And he has like all these old ass, like oldies and
bro,
songs.
Bro, it's fun to collect them because you'll hear it. It sounds a little different.
Dog, bro, appreciate this so much. This is beautiful, by the way. Because I got excited because Poet and his girl gave me a money tree and a toaster.
Yes. That's funny. I was thinking about buying you a toaster too.
And then
that's hilarious.
And then Denner brought me, I think, an air fryer that he stole.
He stole.
but
check it because a lot of air fryers are getting recalled.
Really?
Check it.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I don't want it to blow up. Yeah. But you know, and then. Everybody's telling me, like, you know, well, your mom's not too far. You could literally go eat. They were like, just get a bunch of Whole Foods foods. And they say Whole Foods has the best frozen food.
Oh, frozen food. Yeah, I heard about that.
What?
That Trader Joe's, yes. I heard. I haven't
heard. Trader Joe's is gas.
Dude, yeah. I can't wait. Whoa, one more chance. I'm going to get freaky to that one. Great song. Wow, Vic, this hey, 112.
Yeah, where the players dwell.
Dude, I'm going to literally go home and set this up.
Bro, it's dope. It's super easy, too. Just plug it in.
You know what?
And it has Bluetooth.
Wow. Dude, appreciate this so much, Vic. Yeah, shout out Roscans, Vic.
Hell yeah.
He had texted me like, hey, can I bring it to you? I was like, I'm not home. He's like, all right, I'll get to you another day. But yeah, this is so sick. And it's she, and now I'm excited. I now want to go collect things like this.
That's what I was thinking, because that's what happens. Like, you get one, and then you'll be like, damn, like, kind of want more.
Do you put this, like in a space where everybody can see it, or, like, in your room? It's like a you thing.
I put it in my living room.
It can be either.
Yeah, either or, yeah. Though, depending on how you want to do it.
Okay, yeah, fire. Okay.
And space. Like, if you want, like, to decorate your room, you can put it in the room. Keep
this
you a little
sick.
More vibe.
This is, like, freaky vibes. Like, tell the homies, like, hey, put that one on, eh?
You but know what I bought? I bought.
You said freaky vibes, and you said to one of the homies to put it on. Well, that's wild.
for like juicy or like who shot you, fool? Not for one more time.
You said freaky vibes.
That was before I said. The whole scenario changed.
Since I was at the record store, I bought the Mariah Carey Christmas album. So I'm gonna play that when I like get my tree.
Oh, dude, I gotta get a tree.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm telling you, bro. Like, I'm like excited to go. Like, spend
everything
money on
is. So you buy a, wait till you buy a spatula, dog. Just wait.
Wait till you buy a spatula.
Everything is exciting. I'll tell them. Candles, bro. Candles will change your life.
Now if you go to IKEA, it's not going to be a headache anymore. You're going to be like, ooh, 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 ooh.
This can
ooh.
Go to here. This yep. can go there.
I have a guy now if you want to tap in. Very cheap deals.
At IKEA? Ooh.
No, no. I have a guy that literally has his own company, Latino. Actually, that could be Brown Pride. He's a own young Latino. Does his own thing. Has his own furniture company. Shout out oh, Daniel shit. Deals. He tapped in with me and we worked out a deal.
Hell
but
yeah.
he... Like, my mom was like, bro, so professional. Like, I wasn't there. My mom had to open the door. And he was, like, so professional, so dope. And shout out him. He looked out for me. Like, for real. Like, fire. Couches are comfortable. Everything's comfortable. So, yeah. But don't you know I'm loco? El Monte Taco Stand, Los Palomos. Is it Palomos?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. What's Palomo?
I don't know. I think, I was thinking it was, like, drinks.
Yeah,
because
Paloma is a bird.
Mm. Mm. Is this a guy version?
The Bird Bros?
The Bird Bros?
Or the Bird?
I don't know. I was thinking, when I was reading this, I was thinking like, oh, they sell palomas at this taco stand. I'm like, mm-hmm. maybe we shouldn't be promoting this because they probably don't have permits, but.
They'll give you $100 palomas. If you can eat 20 tacos in under 7 minutes. This sounds like a challenge.
That thing is doable.
I'm thinking about, is it, double tacos? Is it double tortilla though? That's the real
just
question.
Just take the tortilla.
I mean, I'm sure they probably have rules and regulations. One 20, damn, I really only eat like 6 every time. That's, I mean, maybe I could push myself to a little more, but.
Like 14?
Ooh, see still, and then I'm 6 short. I don't know if
7
I could do that.
7 minutes does feel like a long time.
For tacos?
If I was just doing
just
it
like
for
a
the
good time.
Sport
like
and not
a
enjoying
big
it.
Of time.
Did this girl do it or?
Oh, let me see.
Okay, so it's like a restaurant, so they maybe could sell alcohol.
If you lose, you pay $50. Oh,
did she bang
no
it
way.
Out? Okay,
nah, that was wild.
Yeah, that was
whoa.
That okay, was, my thing is, do you pay for the tacos?
No, if yeah. you if no if you
yeah,
if you don't finish,
if you don't finish,
you have to pay $250.
You probably
each.
Still pay for the tacos, cause like okay, so Jorge went to like this steak place in Texas, and if you can finish the steak, it's like a huge steak. They give you a certain amount of money, but either or you're buying food, you're eating food. They're
no,
just gonna give you free to do a challenge.
No, it said that if you eat them all under 7 minutes, you get the free food and $100.
Okay, oh, but yeah. You're not just gonna get 20 tacos for free to try it.
No. If you don't, obviously, if you don't complete it, you have
yeah,
to pay.
If you don't complete it, you have to pay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
There used to be a spot by my house that was like this, but it was a burrito, and it was like a burrito, like a huge burrito, mm-hmm. and it was spicy. So it was like, if you eat it, you get $50 and eat free. But it was so freaking massive mm-hmm. and spicy that it was like...
But you probably pay it after, no?
I was about to say, I was like, was it salsa and beer?
No, it,
salsa
it was,
and beer with
it was on
like
Sadako and Woodley by the airport.
Mm. Yeah, see, I've never been into challenges like that because I feel like you don't enjoy the food.
Exactly. Yeah, like you saw she didn't even put no salsa on it. Like, that's the thing. I like to savor each taco, every single one.
Hey, do tacos taste better while you're holding the plate or while it's in the trunk of your car?
Don't they taste the same?
No,
I get what you're
saying. The vibes are different, brother.
Trunk of the car. Is
like taking
smash.
Tacos home? Yeah, like while you're eating them.
Okay.
Like taking tacos home sucks.
I get what you're saying.
It's not the same. While you get in there and you prepare it and there's like the vibe, the energy of you eating it with your boys, it hits different. Or with your girls. Like when I'm eating tacos in the trunk with all the homies and it's just the roasting is actively, mm-hmm. the tacos taste 100 times better.
The gas fumes add a little extra flavor, right?
Yes.
The exhaust. You know, it's just like
yes, I'm all for
adds
that.
On the tacos.
I'm all for other people driving by me with their motors and just
no smog check.
Yeah, just go
unloading it a little bit.
Yeah, it's all right with me. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a beer tastes better when the sun's out and you're in a chair that you don't fit in.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Exactly.
That's just facts, baby.
Yeah, man. But also, did you guys see the in Japan that this is obviously changing subject, but in Japan. If you're driving on the freeway and you get sleepy, they have these laser shows.
That is, yeah.
It's supposedly meant so you don't get sleepy.
And we've seen this. And I was like, but this, what if somebody has epilepsy?
Okay, yeah, they should probably figure that out. But how many people actually have that, though? As opposed to how many people get sleepy?
Their car has that?
No, this is on the road.
It's like on the road, like on the sky.
Yeah. On the freeway. Like, imagine this was like the...
The 101.
Yeah, the 134. Mm-hmm. And it just had
it's
this.
Like those roads that play music. Yeah, they have roads out here or somewhere that plays music while you drive on it, your car.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Like really? They have like Braille or something on the ground. Yeah.
What? Okay.
And it plays music?
So I like this because it reminds me of like Rainbow Road.
Or like a melody.
Oh.
Oh.
I've never seen that.
Wait, so is that why those little things on the side of the road that make the lines, is that why they're like, if you hit him, they like, your car makes noise?
That's to make sure you're awake.
That's to make sure you're awake? I always thought that was because they didn't want to paint it. They were being lazy. But then I was like, I didn't know that was to stay awake.
It's like,
it's to wake you up. No, and you know what's crazy? That there's a Braille institution in East Hollywood, like off Melrose and Vermont.
Oh, yeah.
And one time, me and my homies, when we were younger, we were driving by in there. And it's just like, me, I just kind of want to like scratch off the little dots. And then the lady was like, don't do that.
Yeah, that's
And weird. I was like, why? And obviously, I knew why. Like, I knew what she was going to tell me, but I was like, oh, the school. And they have it be- so the people could feel when across
There's
and stuff like that.
There's a whole other world like
And I was like, oh, what? I felt so bad, bro. Because then, one, like, one missing dot or two, it could mean walk, stop. You know. And I don't know how to do the Braille shit.
Yeah.
Did Kendrick Lamar, on one of his albums, he put Braille in the packaging for people that are blind or... I'm not sure if it's blind or deaf, but it might be blind, right?
Yeah, blind, yeah.
For blind people.
That's fine. Damn.
That's super dope.
Jeez. That's a trip.
I did a study on John Braille. That was in like fifth grade.
Who is that? Is he
the creator
that
of Braille.
Dang, you gotta be so smart to even think about that.
I don't even know how, I don't remember.
How did that thought come to mind?
Was he blind?
Yeah. He was born blind.
Oh.
And he's the one that like kind of created the whole concept of
the system,
the dots.
I'm thinking about like how life would be just fuck, bro. That shit sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other day, I took Jakarta's glasses off and he was like, fuck, I can't see. And I was like running around with them. And he's like, dude, no, I can't see. And I was like, okay, how, like generally, how bad can you not see? And he's like, throw up a number every two steps you take back. And I was like, from here where Fuego's at, and he couldn't see, fool.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And I was like, oh, my fault, dick. But I still held on to him for like another 5 minutes because he's being an asshole. But then I just remember.
But like at your house or like at a rave?
we were like in the street somewhere. I was just running around with him.
Oh my god.
I was like, you can't have these back, fool. You would be an asshole. You want to be mean? I'm gonna be mean. But yeah, you know who else is being mean? The white people in Mexico City. Oh, I don't like this.
Shit.
We gotta put our foot down. So many have been observing that gentrification is reaching the city of Mexico, el DF.
Mm. Yes.
El Centro.
And I'm not surprised by this. I'm not surprised by this at all.
I've heard, so I just keep hearing great things about Mexico City from everybody. Like, oh man, it's so beautiful. It's awesome. It's, you know, it's affordable, all this stuff. And I guess people were talking too loud and the white people heard. And now they're here.
No, what I heard is that obviously living there is cheaper. The food is really good. And it's a very artsy city.
Well, you know what? I heard Mexico City's pretty expensive.
Really?
It is?
Yeah, I heard it has like a pretty big, like it's not like any other cities around surrounding it.
Mm.
Like for Mexico base, what you're thinking is like, okay, we go to TJ and do it up.
It's expensive to people in Mexico, but it's probably not as, it's more affordable to people from here.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming like people are starting to realize like, okay, white people are moving in. Let's raise the prices on things, but that also means you're raising the prices on people that are working.
Locals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, bro, let's just be honest. Like, people in Mexico make $250 to $300, maybe even $400 every 2 weeks and work hard labor, these crazy jobs. So I can see why people are not liking this. So
people go to work remote?
Yeah.
Mexico City is like a New York and L.A. kind of combined.
That's what I've heard. I heard that it's like if they
had a baby and it's like, boom, Mexico. Which obviously Mexico City's been around longer.
Yeah.
But it's also the third biggest state ever in the world.
City.
Yeah. State, Mexico City.
They're trying to move like a professional. Mexico
City. I mean, so El DF, mafa. El DF is the third biggest state in the world.
Distrito Federal.
Distrito Federal, yeah. So that's a trip.
Yeah, they're trying to move a sports team down there. They've been like contemplating with either the NFL, NBA.
Yep.
It seems like the NBA is kind of going to do it first. If I'm not mistaken, I think there's going to be the Hawks are going to play the Magic there soon.
So it's going to be like a very like ongoing. See, but I don't think players are going to like that because that's like them playing in Canada.
Yeah. And at first, and nobody wanted to go to Canada. Yeah. Like when they had a team in Vancouver and then like Toronto's a little closer to like New York and stuff, but nobody wanted to go to Vancouver and like players would ask to get traded immediately or wouldn't want to sign with the team. So it's going to complicate things for sure.
But Mexico City is probably way better than Vancouver.
So then there, you mean like learning trades from like some like,
yes.
So like apprenticeship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you say
like very informal, but like, you know? I mean, at the time...
Because you wouldn't do their work for them, but you would go along with them.
I would
them
go along
to
with
work,
them,
to learn.
You know? Because now that I look back, I'm like, damn, I'm just spending a lot of time on the Xbox. Mm-hmm. Like, you know? And, like, my formative years, I was just spending a lot of time on, like, NBA Live. It doesn't even exist anymore.
I've seen you skip. It was like, the book can't go.
Because, like, bro, my grandpa's like a man's man, like a handyman. Like, he'll build anything. He'll build everything in here, like, one by one. And, like, I don't know how to do shit, you know?
Hey, you know what's funny about that, Vic? That fool. I was with my little bitty, and the homie Beto was just doing everything, and I was just, like, telling stories. And she's like, help him. I was like, fool, I don't know how to do it. And she's like, And I was like, what, bitch? Like, me bad, bitch? That's why I got the homies. Because if them fools wanted, like, a shout-out, I got him. You know what I'm saying? But the other day, I was like, damn, I don't know how to change my oil. And she was like,
oh, don't say that out loud.
And I was like, what, fool? Like,
oh, God.
And I was like, I think I said some shit. Like, I don't got a dad. She's like, that ain't an excuse, motherfucker. There's YouTube.
Oh, damn.
And I was like, you're right, probably. But you know what? I know how to do a lot, most things.
No. Think about that all the time. Just because I know that there's, like, the gender role aspect to it and the mm-hmm. argument, well, guys should be guys and girls mm-hmm. should start cooking and, like, no, you neither do. But, like, we're so reliant on, like, how advanced we're getting. We're actually getting stupider in basic skills.
In basic skills, yes.
You know what I'm saying? All of us are, like, mm-hmm. up to that. Except fucking Fuego. He can do fucking everything.
Yeah. We got to keep
like
him around.
He's, like, laying back, like, yeah, that's what apocalypse. I think. But I think it's more less and less, like, where we have to be like, I wasn't taught that, and now like, fuck, I gotta teach myself that. I gotta learn that.
Gotta take it upon myself.
Honestly, for our own good, like,
no, facts.
Kids and all that shit.
Yeah, I think about like the last like 9 years. I just focused on like learning how to like talk on a mic, mm-hmm. and like if Wi-Fi goes down, I'm fucked.
Yeah,
you know.
Are you guys like put the kids in camp, like go to camp and stuff like that?
You mean like scouts,
like
Boy Scouts,
like stuff? Yeah, like Boy Scouts or anything that's. I feel like it's a little creepy. Now I feel like everybody in the world is fucking just like...
I know.
But
no.
Are you guys like oh, go learn
there's
how to do...
There's risk to everything. I know you're right. Like, that stuff just gets all tricky, I know.
Because you know what's crazy? Like, I know how to do CPR because of Junior Lifeguard.
Well, I was telling the crew because someone had reached out for the morning show and they were like, hey, do you guys want to learn CPR?
Yes, fool.
No. Oh. And I told all of them and they're like, they said no because once you learn... Angie, you're here, huh? Yeah. That once you learn... You are obligated to help if someone is.
Oh, you're right.
You feel they're going to hell, dog.
And I was like, that's so fucked up. So you don't want to learn on purpose?
I just.
So that you don't have to help someone if they're going through it. Right, Angie? That was the whole little thing?
Yeah. I mean, I really. Right? I just like to mind my business. You know what I'm saying? So.
You have to learn when you're. Obviously, you have to learn when you're a lifeguard. You have to know CPR and stuff like that. But I learned like. The one I didn't learn was the baby one. And that's like probably the most tricky one because lungs are smaller. They're in different places. But I know with the girls, it's like under their boobs a little bit. With the guys, even like, even if somebody's drowning, I know how to get them out the water.
That's smart.
You don't like grab them and like panic. It's like a side stroke type of thing.
Way, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, it's a trip. So like, I learned how to do CPR. But it's good to know you fools have kids.
I was about
that
to
are
say,
careless,
that are
eating pennies.
That just changed my
them
mind.
The fucking kids eat pennies. You gotta know.
But
you
CPR
fucking...
and Heimlich is different.
Yeah.
No, well, you learn it in the same Heimlich. Class.
CPR is different than Heimlich.
Yeah, like
But Heimlich is the one behind. Pump, yeah. CPR is pump.
Yeah,
because
usually we're thinking like, oh, they're choking. Stick your finger in their throat. Mm-hmm. Which one time my sister's homegirl's kid was in the house eating. I don't know what the fuck this way, but I walked out the shower and he was like, and I was just fucking, I like grabbed him like this and it didn't come out fully. It was like, I could see it and I just stuck my finger in there.
Damn.
And I just took it out. He was like,
you saved his life?
Yes, I'm a fucking
Bro,
lifesaver.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Salute, man.
You learn shit like that.
I've taken CPR and Heimlich when I used to work at the schools.
Oh, so then you're obligated to.
No, because I think it expired.
Okay, I want to do this.
Oh my
now,
what was the issue? I remember I got an email that was like there to help us for safety. You guys were like, no, because then we have to.
We're full. You full of crazy.
Okay, we're probably just being like assholes. But honestly, I'm getting anxiety. I'm getting anxiety right now
not
that
knowing.
I don't know. I'm like, oh my God, I need to know.
No, and honestly, you could learn it in one day.
Yeah.
It's like a one day class thing.
Yeah.
And once you learn the basics, you like the pumps a certain way and shit like that. Yeah.
I actually was reading this thread. I think it was on Twitter. About like we all think like that CPR is way more graphic than we think that like if you're not breaking ribs you're probably not doing it right like that when people are in need of that type of like resuscitation, like let's say like ambulances come, they're fucking pressing hard because they got to get to your lungs and your lungs are in the rib cage. Yeah. But like that you might like break ribs, but it's to get you breathing again. So even if you think it's pumped, because
the TV. It's your weight. No, it's your weight.
Boom,
yeah.
Boom, yeah. Because like, the TV makes it look like you're just like.
One, two, three, boom. No, just, but it's legit like graphic, like violent.
Yeah.
They say CPR is.
That actually makes sense.
But yeah, I feel like you guys should learn.
I need to. Goddamn, I'm scared now.
Because I'm saying, I know one of the homies, like Primo or something, they learn because their kid has asthma. Or things like that, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, there's a lot of situations to where like people are in like a fucked up position and you're like, ah, oh, bro, I wish I knew. But yeah, I think that's like, you're right, Abs. You learn like little things like that, even like how to like cure a wound. Like if you don't cure a kid's wound right, and then fools go back to the monkey bars and the metal gets in their shit and all that, and their hand gets, like I didn't like, bro, and I don't have kids. I'm just putting you guys up on games.
Yeah. My girl parents?
My girl took a survival class in college and they took them to the desert. And it was like freezing cold, and they had to learn how to survive and like how to heat up rocks.
Oh, it's kind of
and like how to make like
hot
rock beds where it's like you heat these rocks up and then you bury them so they stay hot, and that's where you lay for you to not freeze to death at night.
That's like if you're on a like if you're on an island type, like stranded on an island type shit. That's dope.
She did that, how to like start a fire and like,
man, I need to learn shit like that.
It's crazy.
That's what that's the more I think, and not to say like something catastrophic is gonna happen.
Yeah.
But we are just understanding we're so dependent. Like, if we don't have our GPS, how fucked we are.
Yeah.
And some of us have, like, I think, I actually give it up to a lot of guys. I feel like you guys have a sense of direction that at least I don't have. I don't know if it's guys have it that and girls don't, but like, every dude I know, you, if I could tell you streets, you know where to get there, you know, all that stuff. To me, I'm fucked. If it's not places I know, like my childhood home or like where I live, and you tell me like somewhere, I'm like, I'm fucking lost. My dad, you could tell him cross streets. He knows how to get there, how to get back, what streets to take if there's traffic, like all of that. Cause they had like the Thomas guide before, like the book. But, like, that type of shit, I'm like, goddamn, like, that's beautiful. Jorge knows what to bus to take to different places in downtown or what lines take you to the metro or, like, metro to L.A. and whatever. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
When you guys talk about, like, even north, south, like, go north, I don't know what the fuck is north.
L.A., I mean, for me.
I don't know my compass either.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck.
L.A.'s pretty easy to navigate, I think.
It's hard.
For me, and I, mind you, I'm not even from L.A. like Duno is, you know? But, like, just from living there the past couple years and traveling like back and forth, like there's only a couple, like there's like 10 streets that'll take you anywhere.
Yeah.
Like long ass streets, and then they turn into like they change names halfway across or whatever. Like it's they made it pretty simple once you kind of get the hang of it.
Also in LA, like I want to shout out my mom. My mom taught me about every single bus. My mom drives now and she knows how to, she knows the little cuts and the doing it up. But
that's good.
But I know how to get. At least I know how to hit the corners of Los Angeles. Like I could get from the Valley all the way to Norwalk, and I could get from Norwalk all the way to like the San Gabriel Valley, from the San Gabriel Valley to like, I know how to at least maneuver in the sense to where like Los Angeles County.
Yeah.
Other than that, I might get lost a little bit. Like, oh, see, I might get lost. I'm not from there and shit like that. But other than that, I know all the buses, but I you learn, and trust me, I got lost a couple times. Like I was like, oh fuck, where do I go?
Yeah.
I was just like, but you learn. But that's one thing I give to myself where I like, if you give me an address one time or maybe even two, maybe even three, I got it unlocked.
Yeah.
Like, I like, okay, I know how to get there. But I'm, like, to let these guys, I know how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know what freeway, I know by what restaurant to get out by and like give
visually,
a ride.
Yeah.
And names. I'm pretty good with street names.
Yeah.
So once you learn that, but yeah, you got. We're not saying go get lost in the city of Los Angeles. Like that's not what we're saying. But if you somehow could learn, maybe learn a map or even
some type of skill like that. Maybe that's a good like resolution. I know New Year's is coming.
Yep.
Like, what skill are you going to learn this year?
Yeah.
And then we could try it out.
Oh, okay.
I want to do that.
Change your oil, and you got to change everybody's car.
That'd be tight. You learn how to change your oil, and then we see if you know how to change your oil.
You guys, your car is like super high advanced. Yeah, I think you have to go to the dealer for yours. But I think I could probably do it as all the homies.
No, do one car. Like, change one car's oil, Vicks. But learn.
It doesn't have oil.
This is Tessie.
Damn it, Tesla. Oh, I see. Yeah, Vic. Vic Starboard Line and Electricity.
Shit, I'm fucked at this point.
Yeah.
We just gotta go back. Like my cameraman Andres is like, that was like, yeah, if I'm gonna run the marathon. I was like, okay. And he was like a runner, but he's like, I wanna do the tri. Like the, what is it?
Is he now training right now?
I think so, yes. Yeah.
Triathlon?
Yeah, and I for once, the homie Johnny boy, white boy Johnny, he did the bike ride from San Francisco to Los Angeles.
What? Oh,
that's tight.
And I was talking to him, and I told him that one time we were going to the beach, and we met some dudes, like, at the light. We're like, hey, where are you guys coming from? They're like, Miami. I was like, fool, what?
What?
We were in Malibu. We're going to the beach. And they're like, yeah, we've been riding for a month.
Wow.
And I'm like, dog, people are, and that's his white type, fool. Like, white boy Johnny, yeah. He's mixed, white and Mexican. And yeah, fool, I'm like, dude, like, you're just doing white shit. Like,
people love our fucking beaches. We really take them for granted. Remember we met those people in London? And they were like, yeah, we just flew to Malibu for the waves, for like to surf. Right outside the airport.
Right outside the airport. When or we got the, there, the two white boys.
Oh, yeah.
They were like surfers.
They're like Mexicans. I was like, yeah, they're like, we love the Salvador the waves.
They told you Mexicans?
No, they were like, no, because they were like, we're like, you're from London. And they're like, yeah. And we're like, oh, we're Mexican. They're like, Mexicans. And then they kind of were going to confuse El Salvador with Mexico. Salvador has
from London?
Salvador has real nice waves. I didn't know it was a big surfing world.
La Libertad. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so them fools were like Mexican. We're like, yeah, and they're like,
RIP to that surfer girl that passed away, by the way.
Oh, she passed away at the Libertad?
There's a Salvadorian girl known for like the surf. And I believe lightning struck her.
While surfing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
What are the chances?
I know. It's really crazy. I remember someone we all know off of, what is it called?
Instagram?
No. Oh. Where do we all used to talk on?
Clubhouse.
Catherine Diaz Hernandez.
Her name is Catherine Diaz Hernandez. And she got struck by lightning,
She got
right?
struck by lightning.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was in, I think, 2021?
It was recent.
Dang.
Yeah.
And then in the water, it's
kind of like, no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no.
So you guys learn a skill, please.
Yeah. Yes, we're
Wait,
like...
you're going to learn how to change oil.
Yes, I'm...
Victor.
We got something that benefits all of us.
Okay.
I'm going to take a piss real quick. CPR.
CPR, yeah.
I'm scared
CPR.
Of... But how is he going to learn if he did that?
CPR. Like,
someone has a choke.
One of us has to drown. Drown.
Oh,
drown.
No.
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 We just do the thing where we... To put your...
The doll?
You trying to have someone faint?
Yeah, revive them.
Let's just take a break.
No.
Yeah.
Take a break, yeah. Sombra sala.
Angie, watch Biggie.
What is all this?
That's Vic's gift to Maximo. I mean to... What's your name?
Juan Pablo de la Cruz.
Yeah, to Juan Pablo.
Yeah.
Angelica, there you go.
By the way, she looked very ugly in that video.
Cool. Rosalia has her own look.
She has her days, yeah. For sure. And
what does that mean?
A lot of days.
She tries to look fodonga on purpose. You don't think
I
so?
I don't know if it's on purpose.
It's white girl.
I hate that wave.
And I know
hate
she's
that
European,
wave.
You know, but it's white girl. She wears bar shoes.
Yeah.
She wears dirty Air Forces.
She does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's that Rosalia vibes.
I know this is probably a dumb question.
Mm-hmm.
But
shout out Cali Wings, by the way. I'm going to eat.
Shout out Cali Wings, man.
Cali Wings 56.
She thinks she's Latina, like in her head. Like she considers herself a little
Yeah.
bit. But she's not.
No, she's actually a dresser than us.
Really?
She's Hispanic for sure.
Yeah,
but I believe she's a dresser because she's always been nominated for like Hispanics, all that stuff.
Yeah.
What did she say?
I forgot.
She doesn't say she's Latina, like.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much she knows that she's not Latina, but she's Hispanic. And she knows that.
No, but her family is from Cuba originally, right? No. Was that her? Like her dad was from Cuba. She was her whole life brought up in Spain.
Yeah.
But like, I think her family came from Cuba.
I didn't know that. I thought she was Spaniard.
I believe.
I have to double check on that.
You know what's crazy? Yeah. That this whole like. Spaniard wave? How did it grow so much? Obviously, they fucking took over, like...
What do you mean, the wave?
Like, I mean, not the wave,
it's
but,
just
like...
It's just her and then Enrique Iglesias, yeah.
But even, like, the novella actors and actresses, they were, like... Cruz. It broke my heart when I found out they were...
One of her father's grandfathers is Cuban?
Yeah.
One of her father... How many fathers does she have?
Yeah. Well, it's like her mom's
great-grandfather.
Have his grandfather.
That's a long time ago.
Great-great-grandfather, because that's her dad's grandpa.
See, you're reaching.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
You're kind of right, but kind of not.
Yeah.
So she was born, whatever, to her dad, and her dad's one of his grandfathers
was Cuban. Yeah, that's a stretch.
Yeah, that's a big stretch. Yeah.
So that's not his dad was Cuban, his grandfather.
Yeah, that bitch is a conquistador.
Like Victor.
Like Victor.
Her 23andMe would say Cuban, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It would definitely say Cubana.
Yeah. Cuban. What the hell is Galician?
Cheek. I don't know.
I like a shitty.
You know, like you know,
like born in Catalan, that's probably somewhere in Spain.
Yeah.
To a Galician father, it's probably somewhere in Spain.
Andalusian
mother. Can you click on the Galician, please?
That's way too European for me.
I feel like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at them fools. She looks like the fool from that picture in that video. How like the video you just showed me right now. Look, zoom in real quick on that picture. Just literally, she looks like that fool in that video.
That's so mean.
Bagpipers.
Like, this is I'm.
They're from Spain.
Yeah.
Galician. That must be like a little, like,
My dad told me that. You guys have seen my dad, right? Everyone's seen my dad?
Yes. That right there is Dafu's Apocalipto.
Don't fucking start Don that. Luis, I'm not like you. I get sad when you make fun of my dad.
Fool, Don Luis is he's a cool ass guy. And I feel like he talks with his eyes. You know, like that fool knows when to open the door. Like, like he senses it, he just walks in and he goes like.
He talks with his.
That fool says hi when his neck goes to a left 90 angle.
Yeah, angle. He definitely has like
nonverbal communication.
Yeah, and he has like 7 senses. Like he knows like, ooh, someone was here. Ooh, this and that. Yeah, like he's very like.
I'm telling you, that's wilderness shit, fool. That's not dead ass, fool. Yeah. Like some fool that just built different.
Okay, Fuego. But he tells me that his grandpa.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My great great grandfather. Was Spaniard. He's like my I remember my abuelito, he was like
a white Spaniard. Man.
Yeah, he had a horse, he had green eyes. That's why some of my aunts have like lighter eyes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And my grandma has light eyes, that's his daughter.
Yeah.
But he's like my dad loved him. He's like he would take me to his farm to go like milk the cows and all of that. He passed away, but that's all I know.
Fool, my grandma got ran over like 3 times. Got stabbed once.
What?
Went through all this shit and the lady lived. Pinche gata.
The other day I learned that my mom got ran over too. But when she came from El Salvador.
For remember you told us that your mom like told you story, you're like, when did that happen? You're like, a long time ago. I don't even know.
No, remember she got hit by a scorpion, but she got bit by a scorpion.
And she never told you that.
Yeah, the escalator. Yeah, no, and when she came from El Salvador when she was young, she was crossing the street and a car ran her over. I think she felt like she broke something, but like I think at that time you don't just want to make.
She just walked it off.
Yeah, you walked it off.
Oh, yeah. Faint for they're different breed over there.
Yeah. All this started from talking about Rosalia.
Oh yeah.
Crazy.
Well, Rosalia, we're happy for you for being at your own rhythm.
Yes.
Or whatever.
And she's with her white
boy. She's with
now.
A new white boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The dude from
Shameless. She has her own little Kendall.
She has her own little Kendall. Mm-hmm.
But I'm not even mad at Rosalia. Go ahead.
She's
go.
Probably like, "Papi, be careful." Mosquitoes.
Those are random.
If you think you didn't act today, you were like act. Like you know how like fool. If I was dating a singer, I just wanted to sing all day. Like, hey, sing that one song, please.
Oh, to serenade.
Like okay, yeah. I wonder, like do they like role play?
Rosalia,
and her new man.
Shameless.
Maybe.
Probably not. Cool.
You don't think?
Yeah, his name was Lip.
Do the girls you date say like, "Hey, be funny, tell a joke now"?
Nah, it's just him, you know me. Huh? I think one time I made fun of a girl's little brother with a condition.
Oh, that's so you.
She thought it was funny. Have you ever like been like to like a kids party with Jorge, and you and Jorge were just judging the fuck out of like an ugly ass little kid walking running around? That's a lie. That's a lie. You want to know why that's a lie? Because
why?
I know because one of my friends, she's like the nicest person in the world, and we're somewhere, and she Steph. Just. She, Steph's a piece of shit. That's a real piece of shit.
But Steph is
one of the most Christian, whatever the fuck she thinks she is, right? And she just be talking shit, and I'd be like, Steph, God's gonna forgive, and she's like, and no, I was like, oh, God hears you. She's like, and God also forgives. Damn. And I was like, that's been my method ever since. But I'm like, you guys as parents, like, have you ever seen a kid and you're like, damn, look, kid ugly as shit.
Angie does that.
I do, but then I feel bad because I'm like, then what if I have an ugly baby and I really don't want that? So I stop and then I start blessing myself and then I say, please, Diosito, don't give me an ugly child.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're beautiful.
I, as a parent, I feel bad like making fun of kids. Unless the kid is like fucking with my kid or something or like.
You start but even then, the
I still would never, I still would never like say it out loud. Like or even if I think it, I'm like, bad Vic.
Like Maximo, like you watch Emmy play soccer. Are you like, fuck that girl? The other girl fucking sucks.
Nah, but sometimes, like...
She's fucking terrible.
Like, when people post their babies, their newborns, I'm like...
Oh, yeah, newborn.
Oh, dude.
I don't say anything. But yeah. In my mind, I'm like.
Yeah. Hope it gets
your
in
mind
the
is
shape.
Going like that? Mm-hmm.
Like, not you, Letty?
There's someone we know that has an ugly ass baby. And I tell Jorge, I'm like, dude, this baby's still ugly.
Oh,
dude. See, it happens. At first, it was like a newborn ugly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, it's just a newborn. And then I'm like, no, it's about to turn one. It's ugly still. Yeah.
Even one's pretty fresh.
If I give any more information,
people will know.
Yeah, let's just move on.
Shout
out all the babies.
You want to see a picture?
Yes, airdrop, please. My little godson, that foot is fucking tuned it out. His face just looks MacArthur parked out. And
what
I'm like,
what does that even mean?
He's like a chuntaro.
Oh, like just chuntis.
He's just chunti. Yeah. That foot looks straight. De la selva.
My babies have big heads. So I already know, like, they have Yucatan heads. For his family.
Yucatan?
No, for his family from Yucatan. Yes, Yucatanes or Yucatanes. Yucatanes? What are they called?
I don't know.
They have big heads.
Mm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's from the peninsula, right?
Yeah, the Yucatan Peninsula.
Like around like Cancun.
That's where the Spaniards came through.
Mm. So the Spaniards have big heads.
Yeah,
no, but
white.
I don't know if it's the Yucatan and the Spaniard mixing. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. They have big ass heads. I fucking swear. I'm married to one and his dad and then there's like the kids, but they have big ass heads. And I know other people might see them like, your kid has a big ass head.
And you know what's crazy? My nieces, my brother-in-law Shorty got a big old fucking chrome dome. And one of my nieces got a big ass fucking chrome dome. I've been wanting to smack that shit. Like, yeah. She's got a big old head. Like, if I tilt you over, it's over. It's a wrap.
But I think with us, it's like, there's something in every kid. You know?
Yeah.
For me, it was my ears.
Oh,
for other people, it's their head.
You know what's crazy?
Blockheads.
I knew Vic's head was big when his shirts wouldn't go over his head. Like, because it was like, his shirts would fit him.
Too.
Like, it would fit him like this. But the top part, it would just not, like, go down. And I was like, bro, what's
wrong
with this
shirt?
Taking off
their shirt, they're like...
Yes, it's like, it shouldn't be this hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, for my sister always said they used to get made fun of because of their sideburns.
Sideburns. Oh.
Bro, my Cookie, bro, girls Cookie, like...
Some girls have a lot of hair.
Bro, Cookie was like, bro, they used to bully me like in school and shit, like clown, you know? And like, yeah.
What's the cure for that?
Everybody has their own fucking thing, fool.
Yeah.
Your kid might look like it has the Benjamin Button disease, but that's on them.
What was it for you?
Fucking fat. Shit.
But you weren't always fat.
Oh, yeah. As a baby?
Yeah. You said you were cute.
I was a cute ass baby, dog. No cap. Let me show you.
I was ugly.
You were ugly,
I was ugly. Mm-hmm. And my mom would dress me like a little boy.
Oh, do you know what was ugly?
Because she wanted a boy
fucking
so
Cookie
bad.
Was ugly.
Really?
But your mom dressed you as a boy because she wanted a boy so bad?
Yeah.
Or your mom's been on the wave?
I don't know.
Oh, but then they had a boy after you.
No, after.
Oh, two more?
Two more, yeah.
Two more.
Sombrasala.
Sombra. It's Ryan Castro, Sala. You guys.
Mike Tower, you mean?
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking something else.
No, not that one. Not that one.
Yes, that one. Thank
that
you,
one. You changed. Yeah, Mike Tower.
Dude, Mike Tower, baby.
So he was up. You can put the volume. It was up on stage performing. He brought a girl up to twerk on him. And while she's twerking, her ass got stuck on his zipper and she had to grab his crotch. Y se lo agarró. Like tight.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
He squeezed
did a stroke.
Girl. Yeah, she just like
she
grabbed
it.
I don't even know if she was attached.
Yeah.
She was a fucking terrible twerker, by the way.
Yeah.
She tried her
best. I think she was stuck at that point.
Like, how do you even get stuck?
Jeez.
The little booty pop.
She yanked that shit.
Why won't girls get embarrassed? Why do you guys always look up to the sky?
To ask God for help.
I guess he thought.
Angie, have you ever twerked them with Marcus?
I don't know how to. I wish I could. I wish I knew how to twerk.
Maybe there used to be classes for that too.
Life
skill.
There is classes for a while.
I love Vix's exes link up once a week if you haven't sent you the number.
No, it's called their job. Okay.
Oh shit.
Damn.
I thought of all your exes, who's the best twerker?
The best worker? Well, I mean, probably the stripper. You know,
you had a stripper ex.
Yeah. Is that the one that
did
always
you ever talk about?
Always saw at the. At your
I didn't really talk about it too much.
What? No, he didn't talk about it. He was ashamed.
No, huh?
Yeah,
why?
I was kind of ashamed.
Well, now we're here.
Well, I think he was because it happened recently, probably like within the last year. No,
it was last year.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Oh, damn! Another Asian one.
Oh yeah. She's
that's
a retired.
Another one. Yeah.
She's a retired dancer. She
but
probably
she twerked really good.
Yeah, she did her thing.
But the one
she did her thing.
Okay. Batman?
Yeah, Batman.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
What's Batman?
Okay, so one time, Vic's ex-stripper girlfriend lived across the street from the homie, and when we got there, you could see their window, and Vic was like, I see you, fools. And then he'd like, look up, and I look up, and Vic was just in his black underwear, just looking out like this. Like at 3 a.m.
And I'm watching like, Spider-Man.
I remember that story.
And I'm like, nice. Watching Spider-Man. So I guess he was Spider-Man. I thought he was Peter Parker.
Spider-Man or Batman?
I don't know. I was whatever.
Wait, so you met her?
Yeah.
She went to the homegirl's
We went to your birthday party.
She came to my birthday party, and you told me not to put it on the vlog.
Yes.
Because you were cheating on.
Nobody.
On who?
Fuck, we're already here. I got a year that I'm already done.
Yeah.
You were cheating.
That's what I was cheating.
I wasn't cheating.
Yeah,
okay,
big.
Okay.
We were just dancing.
Did I fuck up?
No.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna just say it.
Say it.
But and then I'm gonna tell you the story.
Chicken nugget.
But I wasn't cheating. I was just dancing.
I feel like such a bitch.
I mean, she
right
would have stabbed me if she would have found out.
You should.
But like, I didn't like make out with her. Didn't do anything. Like, we just ended up dancing.
You know what's funny? Wait,
but you ended up doing Batman.
No, that was way later.
That was way later. You know,
I didn't know she was gonna be my next.
Vic's usually like a maniac. Like he's, I'm whatever. Doing, you know? He texts me the next day. He's like, "Hey, bro, can you rewatch the vlog before you post it?"
Yeah, I don't want to get stabbed, dog. Like,
it's too late, homie. She can't stab
me. Did she
no
ever
more.
Tell you if you cheat on me, I'm gonna stab you?
No, but I just felt the vibes.
Yeah.
I would have done that from jail.
Even now, I was like,
Wait, no, because it was like towards the end of Chicken Nugget, huh? Like, there was already, like, no, like...
No, I wouldn't say so.
Well, I'm trying to help your situation here.
It was at the beginning.
Oh, what?
It was at the beginning.
Oh, so you and her were together?
No.
Oh, you're good.
I don't know. I feel like he's changing the timeline.
Yeah, he's
just
helping. No, because when's your birthday?
March.
Okay, when did I get with Chicken Nugget?
I don't know.
February.
Shut up, Jose.
February. In the beginning.
Grace period. There was
there's definitely a grace period where you could do shit while
grace
still taking
but again, like, I swear to God, I'm not just saying that because we're on camera. Like, yeah, seriously, I didn't kiss her. I didn't do anything. All we did was dance.
That's when.
But it was still wrong.
But they were on a double date.
We didn't even know we're on a double date.
They were on a double date because
and then
him and Callie and the Jimena and the girl are friends.
Yeah.
So they didn't know that
if
they
she
were,
did what you did, would it have hurt your feelings?
Hell yeah.
But it was because it's you, it's okay.
No, it wasn't okay. Oh. It was bad.
It wasn't cheating, but it also wasn't okay.
Yes.
Boom.
That's what it was.
Did you know that he's blocked?
From who?
Guess.
What's the W?
Three.
Three full combo.
Because of our pod?
We don't know. We're trying to figure
more
it out.
More than likely. I just woke up blocked one day. I don't know.
Like anything. On the gram or the text?
Everything.
What can you explain? We're here. Fuck
yeah.
It.
No, so
Venmo too.
One day. Oh yeah, so I was going to Six Flags and then she called me and she was like hella drunk and she was just like, come to Temecula, pick me up. And I was just like, I can't, I'm going to Six Flags. And then
when you guys were doing the
Yeah, we went to Six Flags.
I know,
but drunk people, they don't make sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. True.
So like, whatever. I was just like, I can't. And then I was like, all right, well, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Like, whatever. You know, it's all good. We'll see each other this weekend or whatever. And then the next morning, she texts me at like 5 a.m, super early. Like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Like, I called you super drunk. And I was like, no, it's all good. Like, don't even worry about it. And when I replied, I was blocked. And then, so like a day goes by and or like hours go by. And then I'm like looking at my thing. It says it was never delivered. And I was like, that's weird. And then I was like, am I blocked? And then just no deliver. And I'm like, damn. And then so like a day later, I was telling them and they're like, well, what does she look like? And I'm like, oh, this is her Instagram. Oh, wait, no, I'm blocked.
She's blocked. He was blocked on Instagram
I was blocked
too.
On Instagram too.
You know what it
and
is?
And I got no explanation.
You know what it is? She was in a relationship the whole time.
See, okay.
That was a theory.
Yeah. That was a theory.
That's
like,
a good assumption.
Maybe that's what happened.
And she's just healthy and was like, you know what? Just fuck this whole family. If he did me dirty, if I find out, if I watch the pod. Because low-key, remember we were talking shit on the pod because he had 3-finger comboed her. Then a couple weeks later, went to Vegas, macked it on the girl there. Then London met up with her again. So there was someone in between that he didn't tell her about. Mm-hmm. Right, because she doesn't need to. He's fucking not coming.
Yeah.
But if she heard that, Mm-hmm. And on the pod, we asked, like, are you going to tell her? And he's like, oh, she'll find out when she finds out.
And she found out, and now you're blocked.
Maybe. Or maybe.
So there's multiple reasons as to why it could happen.
So can he post a clip now?
No.
That's a good idea.
No. I still got shit going on.
I still got shit going on. By the way, he called me the other day. He's like, dude, can I chop up your housewarming gift? I was like, yeah. And he's like, never mind. I have company coming. I was like, who's company? And he's like, I don't know, actually. What day was that? I don't know. He went to go look to confirm this fucking piece of shit.
I just don't want to tell you.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
you have them on your calendar?
No, I don't have them on my calendar.
You have some schedule like that, bro.
What?
Do I know her?
Calendar scheduled is crazy, bro.
Hey, by the way, your ex has been like on super triste mode.
Which one?
The God worshiper.
The God worshiper.
Oh.
Oh, I found it.
Really? You follow her?
She's actually moving on, and she's been going viral for her great advice for moving on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
It's true. It's true. Because she talks about how you have to be in the waiting season.
What is going on?
Right now, she's in her waiting season. Her season of
the clip.
Getting healthy. Because God sometimes puts people in your path to show you what you don't want. That's what she said.
That's what she's been saying.
No. You know what that means?
It sounded like that.
Fuck your co-host.
Oh, me?
No.
What?
Oh.
Dark humor. Let's just move on from
yeah,
this.
Yeah, can you want to see my ugly?
Yes, let me see.
Wait, what?
Okay, I'm the baby.
You know what I meant, huh? What are you? Can I see? Oh, shit.
I was really ugly. I was really ugly. It's okay. I don't care. Okay. Because look at me now, bitch.
We're all ugly.
I'm the little one, clearly. My sister was a cute one.
That's just a weird angle.
Oh. You were just newborn, that's all.
Yeah. We don't have that one baby.
Where are we being
I don't.
So nice?
I have hair.
You have a lot of hair.
Yeah.
Your forehead is really small. It's good.
Big. I'm going to send it to you.
You have bangs.
I have bangs.
And you had hair?
I had the emo. Because tonight will be the night that I
love you. But also right there, you're like silver teeth activities, Letty.
I was barely born.
We don't know. She probably bit her mom that day.
But do you see how cute my sister is with curly hair?
Yes.
Well, she was cute. Older too.
2 years older. Yeah.
See? So that makes a difference.
I was all there. I want to recreate that photo.
You were like, hey, you were like, I'm alive, but I'm dead.
I'm dead, but I'm alive.
Wow. Hey, Letty, so his ex is in the movie, in the moving on phase?
Yeah, she's in her season of weight or something. That's what she said. And she went viral for it. They like all went viral. They're like, hey, what's the word for the day? The word is God won't put you through anything, whatever the fuck.
That's not a word. That's a whole sentence.
Yeah, but what they mean, whatever. Like, in church,
oh,
what's the word? Like,
got it.
You're Latin.
What? No.
Whatever.
What?
Whatever.
Like Carmen?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, fool, we're fucking pieces of shit. It's like, each other day.
I like following her, and clearly you like following her, too.
I love the music in the background.
Yeah, she's has great
taste. The other day, and shout out, like I said, bro. Like, they're the homies. Like, that I like, they're cool as fuck. But the other day, the homie was like, hey, for you cry that much? I was like, no, bitch, I cry at least once a year. So I was like, I don't know. Twice a week is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Hey, was she as motivational as she is right there, like, in person? Hell no, she was letting you spit her mouth. Like, is that the path to God?
At the...
Wait, Vic, you spit in her mouth?
You were there!
Oh, my God.
You were throwing cake.
Oh, we were there.
You fucking drunk, yeah.
You're right.
You were definitely there.
The 100th episode.
You were definitely there.
You wouldn't let Marcus... No. Spit in your mouth?
No.
Shut up,
maybe
Angie.
If I was drunk, but...
Angie, and you were drunk.
Yeah, but yeah.
Why
no.
Are you getting all nervous? Why
I'm
are you
not,
breaking it down?
I'm not.
Why are you breaking it down, Angie?
Well, the way that I think about it, and it hasn't happened. I haven't had spit in my mouth, but that can change. Jorge. But I'm thinking that it doesn't taste weird. It's like making out with someone.
Yeah, literally. It's not weird.
It's the same thing.
Whoa. Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping when you and Jorge get to that part of your life, he's not like Noogie.
Oh, yeah, that'd be wild.
Yeah, that's
if we gotta be more like a psychotic. I love you, bitch.
Yeah.
No, you.
Yeah.
They like the ad slap, I promise.
Who? Who spits in whose mouth?
Fuck, are you a fucking owl?
Who spits in whose mouth in that?
A girl spit in my mouth once before and I felt like I
was
had
she
to...
riding you and then she spit
yes,
in your mouth?
Yes, yes. had to like cook her
dinner.
Were
you like
after.
This, like? Oh. Were you like this after?
Yeah.
So she went in for like a kiss during the ride and just she like sneaked it in there. Assault. So I feel like I have to cook her dinner after. Yeah. I was like, yes, ma'am.
But is spitting in the mouth only a guy to a girl or a girl?
No.
It goes both ways.
Yeah, yeah. It just depends, like, who is more?
Did
I guess aggressive.
Did she spit in your mouth or did you spit in her mouth?
It's been different instances.
No,
Vic,
say.
Oh no! Well, we were at the thing, so I'm pretty sure I spit in her mouth.
I thought when you said like spit, I thought like actual saliva. Oh,
I mean that.
You
that
did the shot
super.
In her
yeah.
mouth.
Yeah,
but nobody's also done the spit.
Yeah,
but you guys right. know when you do the shot, it still spit comes with it.
But not as much.
But it's not like just only spit.
Yeah, so it's not that bad, and it's getting sanitized with the alcohol.
But I'm just wondering what the payoff is.
Oh, like the satisfaction?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
the satisfaction.
It's just more like
get my satisfaction. And if I raise, I'd be like, oh, please.
Satisfaction.
But it's just, I just think it's back. But you know what? Some girls like it.
I have a question.
Yes.
Before you spit in her mouth, do you ask her?
Oh, no.
Like permission?
Does she tell you, spit in my mouth?
Yeah, because you have this conversation before, like, the freakies are sexy. Like, yeah, spit in my mouth. I'm like, I'm
and so it. Then you know to do it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Don't be bluffing, bitch. Yeah. I'm going to do this.
Oh, my God.
But like I said, don't do a fuck. Like,
and what does she do when you spit in her mouth?
Fucking.
She swallows the saliva.
So that's what you did when she spit in your mouth?
No, mine was a little more sneak attack. I like how you were shitting right at me, and I was like, just do it. Yeah, that's crazy. But you know what's crazy? I had a homegirl that she said a guy spit in her mouth once before, and that it tasted like shit.
Oh, he probably didn't brush his teeth.
Yeah, like, you know, like saliva. Like, you know how when there's foods that, like, didn't like cavities? Like, I've had a cavity, like a root canal where, like, like, even though you brush your teeth, like,
when you have
and,
a cavity,
and that's grimy. Back. Like, if you know what I'm saying, but the homegirl said that happened to her, she's like, dude, I fucking like gagged. He thought I was like trying to be sexy, but bitch, I was dying.
She had to see it through.
Damn.
Yeah, that's life though. Gross. But Jorge's like a very fancy dude. Teeth are all.
Yeah,
kept
that's
up with.
Why I don't. He's yeah, very
yeah.
clean.
Yeah, get it cracking, mm-hmm. Lindy.
Yeah, but I just feel like what's the conversation like?
I think it just happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Edgar Report, Maximo.
Yeah.
Pull up the videos.
I can't Maximo, believe you went through Edgar with it. Report, and Fools Gone Wild?
They posted this on the story?
Yes.
Really?
Look at my boy Edgar.
Edgar.
He got the Black Air Force.
Those Air Forces were two sizes bigger than my butt.
Whose Air Forces are they?
Jamie's.
Oh my God. Well, you can't take a test drive car to Jack in the Box, dog. And you got a dollar burger.
Oh my God.
I don't know what got into me.
You had fun. Yeah,
you went full Edgar.
I went full Edgar.
Did you go home like that?
Yes, you got
in before
trouble.
I went home, I left and I went straight to the dealership. And I put a speaker in my backpack and I bumped Shoreline Musty walking in.
Yeah.
And my homie was like, nah, dog. Nah. He was
so embarrassed. So Vic and Maximo had a bet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lakers versus Clippers.
Yes.
Maximo's a Clipper fan. Vic and everyone else that has a right mind is a Laker fan.
That's right.
But Maximo was like, no, they're going to win. When the Lakers have played the Clippers, the Clippers have won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The past at least 10, 11 times.
10, 11 times, yep.
So it was very risky. Whoever lost got to choose the haircut either on Vic's beard or on Edgar's head. Mm-hmm. And so Vic won. Shout out the Lakers.
That's right.
And chose an Edgar cut. And so this fool got an Edgar cut and his life changed. He was an Edgar for a full 24 hours.
I was on FaceTime with Duno.
Yeah,
he's like,
what the fuck is wrong with you?
I know, I called him about something else, and he was like, yeah, cook. No, mom is cook. And I'm like, dude, all right, get the fuck off character for like 5 seconds.
I know, he called me, and then he showed me, like, he was in the car. And I was like, bro, that's cool, man. He's like, that's right, cook. And then after, like, having, like, a little back and forth with him, I was like, oh, he's in character, and he's not getting out. I was like, all right, I got to go, bro.
So
you got to know.
But he went full, like, all the bitches can get it. I can get all the tias. But he has a girl.
So
she gave him an ultimatum.
What did that mean?
I had to get rid of my hairline.
Show him.
Show us.
I don't have it no more.
It's gone.
It's gone.
How depressed are you?
I just feel like the old me feels good, calm, you know, collective.
You're going up yesterday. There's a lot of comments. Ooh, look at Maximo. Ooh, that's how he crazy, looks. Bro. Wow.
Me and Edgar's a wild,
he
a
looks
wild job.
So much younger. All this stuff. It was wild.
Oh, so Daniela wasn't digging it.
No, I got the ultimatum, bro. And that's why I'm back to the old me.
Or Emmy. Emmy didn't like it either. Daughter.
What did she say?
She just walked out the car like, no way. I thought you were kidding.
Yeah. That was epic.
Crazy.
You did it.
Yeah.
Shout out
stood
you.
On business.
Stood on business.
Stand on business.
So the other day, Jorge was like, hey, I have this gallery. Like, if you want to pull up, it's a Mr. Cartoon gallery.
Fire.
It was on Friday. And I'm like, yeah, but the boys, he's like, let's just get the boys ready. He knew something I didn't know, I guess. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we got there and Luis knocked out in the backseat. So I'm like, I'll stay in the car with Luis. You go inside with Jorjito. Jorjito's more, I saw like it was a packed ass gallery. I'm like, they're not going to like, isn't it be too much? He goes with Jorjito and then he comes out. He's like, no, you got to come inside. So we go inside and this guy, Gustavo, who does like paintings and all of that, he paints different like scenes. Like he paints Venice and he'll do like almost like Where's Waldo, like little figurines. Like in the Venice one, he had Spanto in there.
Wow.
And then he did one of Crenshaw Slauson and he had, the guy had painted me, Jorjito, Luis, and Jorge walking down the street. He posted us on the side. Then you see across the street and Nipsey. Then you see like the four-wheelers that they, like, go to the next slide. You could see the next slide. Okay.
Zoom in.
So you see how it's like, Where's Waldo vibes?
Yeah.
But like they had painted us on this scene and it just, to me, it feels really beautiful.
Yeah.
I know the connection is with Jorge and Marathon and Nipsey, but it's just like to see us walking the boys and all of that. And like for Jorge too, it felt really good because he got to show the boys like the art. And then you see, like if you were swipe to the other side when you were before and zoom in to the right, if you can zoom in. You could see Nipsey right there with the Create Academy. Oh. You see the four-wheelers that, you know, like is down like Crenshaw and Slauson. You see that all the time.
Dirt bikes.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it's a really dope,
that's
just
like so cool
scene. Yeah.
And I didn't notice any of those details.
Yeah, and I was like, people, damn, that's so tight. For me, it was like an experience like, damn, that's crazy. Like what our family represents. And I know Slauson Donuts isn't there anymore, but like it was just a cool like visual, right?
Yeah.
While we were there, well, it was really cool because it was Mr. Cartoon had, it was funny because you know how I told you Luis was asleep? He was asleep the whole time. You could click to the last slide. Luis was literally in my arms asleep.
Aww. Just like
but
that.
But like the same thing. I'm always carrying Luis. It's just very true. And then that's Jorjito looking at it.
Wow.
Like you see how dope that is for him to see himself in that type of art.
He's and, so happy.
Yeah. And so shout out to Gustavo for doing that. That was really beautiful.
Yeah. That shit was sick. I seen Jorge post. No, you were posted on your story.
Yeah.
And then he reposted on his actual page.
So while we were there, it was a lot of born and raised people. I'm like, I thought this was a Mr. Cartoon thing. And I didn't know just how deeply like collabed they are.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for sure.
The Venice and born and raised and then Mr. Cartoon and all of that. And it's beautiful.
Cartoon's the one that did the Long Live Spanto shirts. Like he did like the writing.
Collab?
I think he did the writing.
He might have. Yeah, but Cartoon is incredible. Yeah.
Cartoon is just legend, right? Yeah, yeah.
So even Cartoon's son, Mr. Lefty, he was in there and he does work too. And I was like, dude, Mr. Lefty low-key looked to me like Spanto because he was wearing a suit. You know, like that one photo of Spanto where he's wearing a suit?
Yeah, at that one event.
That's low-key how Lefty was dressed. And I was like, oh, is that his son? But it wasn't. Mm-hmm. While I'm looking, Spanto's son, like I just hear someone tap me. He's like, hey, Lefty, I know you have the baby. I was holding Luisito. He's like, I just wanted to tell you, thank you so much. My name's David. I'm Spanto's son. And the way you guys honored my dad on the podcast, like, I just want you guys to know, like that meant so much to me. I even messaged you, but I know, like, you probably don't get a lot of, like, you probably didn't see it. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, I'm going to go back and look for the messages. And sure enough, he had DM'd me and was like, dude, I want you to know, like, me and my grandpa watched the podcast.
Fine.
And that touched us when you guys talked about my dad. It was really beautiful. And Spanto's son, I was telling him, looks like Sholo, like young.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
With like glasses and everything.
Yes. Mm. And I was like, dude, that's so beautiful. Thank you, bro. Like, I literally don't thank you, but that's love. And I was telling the crew, like, you just never know who's peeping and who's watching.
Yeah.
So just my love to David. That was really dope meeting you.
That's dope. Yeah. you know what? I always tell Maximo to throw it on gallery because I'm a fan of like just art.
Dope. Yeah.
Like, which he promised me, I don't know, some printouts supposedly, but I don't know if I'm ever get those. But
you get them.
Yeah. I'm a fan of like, I like meaningful art. Like, mm-hmm. Shout out to the dude that tapped in, and obviously Gustavo did a fucking amazing.
Incredible
and you know what?
Job.
And you know what? I didn't notice Nip in it either.
Yeah.
I was focused on the fact that you guys were in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it does obviously give like Lil Waldo vibes, but mm-hmm. Like this dude DM and he's like, hey bro, I've heard on the pod and even like on your other podcast where you talk about how much you like Mac Miller. Can I send you a portrait
right.
like of Mac Miller? I was like, hell yeah, like I would love one. So I think somebody acknowledging and like people like Mr. Cartoon, Mr. Lefty, even who's the dude that we met at the El Taco spot in Downey? The legendary fucking graffiti fuck off. Big Sleeps.
Yeah.
And like
yes.
people like that, like,
yeah.
And people like that, and
all of that's tight. Even JP Murals. Yeah. Even like.
Shout out JP. Yeah, yeah.
There's like a, it's beautiful because it's a Latino, like, Latino art. And the like, I saw so many of us out there. Like, I told them I ran into one of, remember I told you guys I grew up, like, by a tire shop? Like,
yeah.
One of my dad, and one of the guys that, like, is one of the sons was at this art gallery. And he's from the valley. Like, he's, like, literally in his, like, plumbing gear. Or not plumbing gear, but, like, mechanic suit.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I come to any Mr. Cartoon shit. But to see, like, the mix of, like, of everybody that's in art and in creative, but everyone's Latino. And to see everybody show up, everyone outside was wearing Born and Raised shit. Then there was the guy that had the puppets, the puppet master.
Oh,
pool.
Shout out Mr. Puppet. Yeah. Great guy. That foot did the video for those yesterdays.
Oh, really?
For that one song, whatever. Yeah, but shout out Mr. Puppet. Great fucking
seeing
dude.
Seeing all of that shit, it's like, that's our era. Like, even like, I'm sure Maximo, you see it all the time as photographers. Everyone that's kind of like mixing in.
It's like a little ecosystem.
Yes, but it's beautiful that it's Latino shit.
Yep.
Like, it's like, to me, I'm like, wow, like, we're not in like a white art gallery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're
there's
in
not...
Latino art and it's fine art and everybody's there repping and it's the cool shit.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? You know? That I wish I knew about, I be hating.
I didn't know about that.
That's
at
what
all.
I'm saying.
That's
I be hating when I see fools like at cool certain shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the shit I like. Like, bro, I'm a sucker for art. Like, as a tagger, as a graffiti writer, like, even when I met Donor, Letty,
mm-hmm.
I think I met him at, was it Jorjito or Luisito's birthday?
At one of the birthday parties,
I think I met him briefly, and then he came. And
no,
even,
been to the birthday parties, because you don't let me. It was one of Halloween, probably.
He came to the pod and brought us. And he tagged on the 40.
Oh, remember he brought,
came with
he
brought a girl.
Yes. Yes. Remember he brought a girl one time.
That's so tight.
So I remember even meeting, and he wasn't like the graffiti. I was like, oh, I would look like, you know, like when I met Shaka, it was dope. But I met Shaka like at a different probably point in his life where he maybe wasn't doing the best. But like when I met Donor, I was like, damn, fool, that's sick. Like all these legendary stories about you. Even like the when I met Estella Oreo, it was like all these people, right? Like they're so legendary in their own ways. Like born and raised, like
mm-hmm.
he's legendary in his own fucking lane. Like all these things. And even like us, like I know when I'm places, especially very Latino based, very like Latino brown, where you know, like brown pride, like raza, like I know people always tip their hats off for what we do for Rasa in our community. So I think when we go to shit like that, like when I seen that, I was like, oh, that's dope.
Super
and,
tight.
And Maximo was telling me the story. I know you probably told him earlier.
Yeah.
And he was like, fool, that was dope. Like he was like, yeah, nah, like we watched our shout outs. But yeah, man, RP your father, Pops. He was
big up to Gustavo. He's done, like he did the Nipsey at the Create Academy, the one on the court.
Yeah.
He's done mural Spanto.
Oh, like, so he did that one at Rancho Milde.
Yeah. He's done the AK-47 one, Austin.
Well, I saw that
AR-15.
That photo that you're in, there's a kid riding a bike and he's wearing a Reeves jersey.
Oh, that's so tight.
That's like part of the details. I'm like 15, that's so random.
That's funny.
But that's how,
Gustavo's dope. He did the Mac Miller.
Oh, so
like
fire.
He's dope. And just
is that the Mac Miller off Beverly? No. He probably did that one too, though.
He did like a full timeline of Mac
Miller. Yellow.
You would love it.
Wow. Oh, let me see that.
Oh,
his tats come out, dog.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Damn, I gotta hit this foot.
Yeah,
super talented.
He's really dope.
JP.
And like we're talking about like
oh, he did Dr. Sebi.
Oh, that's tight.
That's sick.
What we're talking about is like I think sometimes we think of the legends in like our like Chicano culture, Latino culture, and it's few and far in between. But now there's like a boom and everybody's supporting everybody. I'm sure there's little beefs here and there, but it feels really cool, like, to see even generational, that Mr. Cartoon and the Born and Raised, that's different generations.
Yeah. Way, that's like, fucking,
you know what I'm saying? But it's centuries apart. Each keeps the other relevant, alive, and just strong.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I thought
Born and Raised, he did is fucking
He's
wild.
He's incredible. Gustavo is fucking tight. Bro, we should probably have him on to, like, interview him.
Yeah. That'd be cool. This was sick, fool. I never, you know what? When I and you know what, like when you look at him, you're like, damn, that fool's a bison right there.
Yeah,
that fool looks like he looks like the tired dudes.
Yeah,
but fool is for the crackhead with this fucking. He's a crackhead when it comes to art, bro. This is crazy.
Yeah,
but I'm like, and you know where I got that from? My mom. Shout out my mom. My mom's like a very like Erica had her first boyfriend that she went through a lot with. He's in prison now, doing a very long time, but he drew my sister very like. Like on point.
Oh,
and my
like
sister detailed? And my sister has Teresa tatted on her. And my mom's like, if I ever get anything tatted, it's gonna be this.
Wow.
And he drew my mom with like half a skeleton rocker face. I think that's what I'm gonna get when I get my mom's face. But I'm like a huge fan of art. Like there's a lot of people that I like very like even my boy's owner, him being a whole different era, and he gets looks from like the older Tigers, like a lot of legends, even that's a lot of artists, they salute him for what he does. I go like, bro, you like, you're part of, like, Los Angeles, Latino, like, Chicano history, like...
Zoner's up.
Fool, that fool.
But I see his tags everywhere. Anyway. I'll text him to him. I've seen another one.
Bro,
another
this was sick.
He's tight.
Damn, this was this was fucking great at drawing Mac Miller.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Oh, he did the whole different era.
Yeah, the timeline of Mac Miller.
Oh, he did the kids era.
Damn.
Is it still up? Do you know?
I'm not too sure.
That's the thing about murals. And you know what? Shout out Los Angeles. There's a lot of rules that are broken. We usually really respect the bombs and the graffiti.
Yeah.
Like, shout out.
You know what I, and not to cut you off, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
It trips me out, and granted, again, I know why he chose is because of Jorge.
Jorge's tight.
But there's also a reason why he put Jorge and me and the boys. You know, like, that signifies something.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, like, the family aspect of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it trips me out that someone like that in that, like, realm, sometimes I always see, like, I'm an observer, but the fact to feel included in that, and then for them to reach out to me, like for David to say something to me when I went, I'm like, okay, this is like a Jorge thing. He's the arts guy, like all of that.
This is like his lane.
His sphere, his little atmosphere. But to be caught, like people were taking photos with me. And then that made me feel like, oh shit, people are watching us. Like people are looking at us. Like we are even beyond who you are. You're now a figure that represents something, whether we represent the Latino LA family or like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
100%.
Like that shit trip, like I'm kind of like mind blown by that.
And
even just being put in that little that photo or whatever, it's like you thought of us to put us there.
And what's the coincidence that that Lucito fell asleep, so you have to carry that photo?
Literally, in the photo.
And it's crazy that you say that because like I'll go to like a night market to go eat, and obviously it's our people.
Yeah.
Or I'll go to like random like little spots, and they just it's always like the embracing of the fact that we talk about this shit. Like, you know, we always talk about ourselves to where like, damn, we do this shit like for us, but also the little brown girls and brown
it's
boys.
Bigger. That's when they say like it's bigger than us. Yeah, it's bigger than us.
Yeah. And like Letty said, it's like there's the people that do the art. There's the people that do, you know, the graffiti, the t-shirts, the clothing brands, and all that stuff. And then it's like for us, like we do the media. And it's like, it's not like we chose or we're like, all right, let's do this. You do that. You do that. It's just like everybody's kind of just fell into their place.
And then whenever and we all meet like up,
show
like,
love to each other.
And what's crazy is that we are how do I say? Like we're in that space too. And we're doing it by being voices. And so that's very like powerful. Granted, we're out here fucking talking about golden showers and three finger combos.
For real.
Yeah.
But they need this as much as they need 100%. That artwork and as much as they need the music and as much as they need the tagging, like they have us.
It all ties in.
Yeah, there gotta be like a like we gotta do like our own like Rock Nation brunch vibes.
That should be tight.
Yeah,
that
would be cool.
Where like we link up and like just all boss
just vibe
just boss shit.
Yeah.
Damn, that's shit.
It's a good idea.
That's fucking dope. Shit.
Whoever wants to sponsor it, hit us up.
Yeah.
That's fucking sick though. Shout out to our and was Mr. Cartoon releasing something?
No, he just curated that gallery, which is really cool.
Oh, that foot just put it together.
Yeah, he put it together and put out to showcase his some people. He knows people are gonna come for him. And granted, it's Mr. Cartoon Legend, but like I think he's like opening
the
light
on
his son, on other artists that he likes. Like there's other art in there, but I just know that the one that I went to.
Yeah.
Because low-key, Luisito's fucking heavy as shit, dog.
I was going to say that.
And I just want to be in and out, but he's like, you have to see this. And yeah. while we were there, I was like, oh, fuck.
Wow. I know when you're at art galleries, you stare at a picture, you're like, what am I missing? I don't want to look stupid.
Yeah.
Because you know, like, fucking.
Because people are saying, like,
photographers, and yeah. one thing about you motherfuckers, damn. You think we all have your vision. We don't, assholes.
No. What's the movie? Right. What's the movie right. where one of the brothers is on a cane, but he's an artist?
Blood and Blood Out.
In Blood and Blood Out. That's essentially Blood and Blood Out.
The fucking Crucito.
When yeah. Crucito. Yeah, Crucito. That's fucking Crucito, yeah. dog.
You want his fucking picture? Yeah. You want his fucking picture? He never fucking loved you. I'm like, dog, fool. Okay, let me break it down to you. I fucking, like, I love you, Maximo. You people are amazing.
You people?
What do you mean? What do you mean, you people?
The photographers, the painters. Oh. The photographers, the painters. But, like, dog, I don't have your fucking vision, way. Like, one time, the homegirl, Pastel, was like, you didn't notice that? I was like, no, I didn't. She's like, you don't pay attention. I'm like, no. You, that's your you fucking thing. Yeah. Sorry. Do you know how to upload a fucking YouTube video? You don't, right, oh, asshole? You're a dick. But it's like, dog, you feel like I hate going and I'd be like, okay, I don't want to miss anything in this fucking painting.
Yeah.
You feel stupid.
Yes, yeah. You make you feel stupid, way.
Definitely like, more, a lot of details that we look at, like composition, full, like, color,
like
symmetry.
Even like when I saw I saw the encrypt pictures. And I was like, oh, this fool's got beat up. She took pictures. And then she broke it down. I was like, ah, it's deeper. I knew it was going to be deeper. There's no way it was that simple.
Yes, but do you see the contrast between the light and the dark?
Dog,
no. Dog, she was saying getting into a gang is like graduating school for these schools.
Okay, but Letty.
Like, there is a message.
But Letty, yeah. But also, Letty has been married to a photographer, somebody that's that deep. For how long have you been watering?
Fuck. 6 years.
Okay, but Letty, at first, you're like, all right, fool. And Letty, but at first, were you like, all right, well, this is like, I don't get it a little bit. You're deep in meaning.
Boy.
No, you're deep. What I'm saying is like, did he ever try to break down something like
their view is very different. Like, he'll talk to me about Annie Leibovitz. I don't know who the fuck that is, but that's this lady that shoots like for Vogue. And you can tell her style based on like the coloring of a fucking photo. But that's his favorite photographer. He knows how to talk. Like, he talks to me about different photographers. I'm out. I can't. But yeah. I can talk to you about different DJs, different radio stuff, like all this shit. Yeah. Where he's checked out. Each of us have our own little realm that we're like kind of experts in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit is funny.
And hold on, I think I've been with him longer. 2016. December 2016.
7 years.
7 years.
7 years. But we've been married 6. Yeah.
Yes. But what I'm saying is like I'm thinking like poor Daniela, right? Like, like imagine this fool trying to break down.
Huh. She don't get it. She wants to talk about her goddamn students. I'm like,
wait, I need to check
her goddamn
myself.
Students.
We've been together 7 years, starting like end of November.
Like, I don't want to get any detail wrong.
October 30th is when we went on our first day, and we're like, oh my god. No, November 30th. Sorry, November 30th.
It's coming up.
It's coming up.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And then.
So, what did he get you for Christmas?
Oh, he got me something for Christmas that year. He got me. It was really cute. He got me a coffee maker because he's very practical.
You told us.
Yeah. And
she still has it?
Yeah, I do. And okay, so we've been together since 2016, November. And then 2017, December, we had Jorjito. And then 2018, we got married. So it's like, we've been together for 7 years.
Yeah.
Jorjito's turning 6 this year. We've been married for 5 years.
Boom. Okay.
7, 6, 5. That's it.
Damn, that's a trip. But yeah, like, I'm trying to think, like, Letty, have you ever, like, all right, fool, like, this was enough pictures, dick. Like, let's move on a little bit.
He's very, I like it. I like to see, like, low-key, like, the shit that, like, gets you, like, excited. It's like, wow. Like, I'm curious of why you're so fucking curious.
Yeah, poor Daniela. Daniela, we pray for you.
It's not that crazy.
It's not that crazy, bro.
It's kind of crazy. It's like, dog, imagine, like, Letty was dating
like
some
fool. It's like you like, oh, I got to do this 30-second TikTok. I got to post this at 5 p.m. Oh, I got to post this at 9 p.m. Because like,
that's your thing.
That's why you got homies that are in the same field. So then that way you can just chop it up with them.
Yeah, because you, Jamie, and Red, losers.
Speaking of homies.
Aw.
Friendsgiving. Should we do a Friendsgiving?
Ooh.
We should. Your house is bigger.
I'm down.
It's bigger.
Perfect.
You just got a new apartment.
We can do it at my house too.
His real friends that actually love him. What'd you post on Instagram stories?
Yeah, but nobody loved me like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those fools are the ones that he's gonna get.
Facts. We could do Friendsgiving here. No. Why not?
Yeah. It'll make it feel coworkers giving.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It's not homie.
Yeah, I only say that because I have a tiny house. So, or else I wouldn't invite
you. You guys want to come to the hood?
I'm down to do it in Van Nuys.
I'm down.
We get shot mid-turkey.
No, we'll just be outside under the lemon tree that died.
No, because he lives in an apartment, so yeah, it would be outside.
No, it could be inside.
Oh.
What are we doing at your big ass house? When you live with a village? Oh, that, oh no, that means we got to make bring
you guys all have to go to Orange County?
No, they can serve.
I'm down for that, but it's just like we have to get that extra shit.
What? Whoa.
Friendsgiving would have to happen within these next couple weeks.
Yeah.
What about Marcus's house?
You guys are
in Riverside?
Hell no, I ain't driving
up there. I'm not driving to Riverside.
And that fool says the word mushy.
Rather starve.
So,
that's something else.
Fool, let his house, dick.
Perfect. Sold.
Okay.
All right, done. All in favor, aye.
We all knew that.
I don't know what she asked for. Like,
everyone has to bring something.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I'll bring costillas con salsa verde.
Okay. What?
Costillas con salsa verde.
Your mom's going to cook.
Something my mom's going to make.
I'll bring something I can buy off Duna's sister.
Facts. She's been killing it.
Oh my! I'll bring the soda.
Soda and chips.
Are dates allowed or no? Just the pot.
I'm down to you invite a date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's Vic bringing? You can't bring little Vic. That's not a date.
You can bring little Vic.
I'll probably bring little Vic.
You should.
Well, it depends if it's during the week or not.
It depends if.
Donnie.
She's back.
She's not gonna be back, but there's another one already.
Sorry, man.
Another one.
I just want to say thank you.
We're planning our Friendsgiving. You guys plan your Friendsgiving. Porque ya va a ser tiempo. What I'm finding is that time is fucking
flying. Yes. Yeah. So go get your tickets for the live show on December 23rd. We're going to be selling.
No, we're not.
No, we're
not.
At the door.
No,
I have heard people say like, oh no, like I've told my coworkers, told my best friend, you can even come by yourself because what we've found is people come by themselves and they still turn up and they still have a great time.
They make
and
friends there.
Yeah, they make friends. That's what I've noticed. Mm-hmm. A lot of friend making.
There's a lot of people that said like, oh, we met at a live show and we've been cool ever since.
Yeah, true. So come by about.
Hello.
Yeah. You might meet the love of your life at the Brown Bag show.
Oh my god.
That too.
They're not going to meet you, Donald.
Or you might meet you might meet your side piece.
Yeah, like
remember we had one person. No, we had one person that they took their side person to the live show.
Yes, I remember
and
that.
Then we posted a picture of them.
And then they
got in trouble. Yeah. They were like, why'd you post that picture?
Please, remember?
Please bring your mains.
At the El Rey. But you can meet your sides.
I want to meet your mains.
You remember at the El Rey, we had the photo op.
Yeah.
And then we start posting everything like
that. And then somebody hit us like, oh, I got in trouble because of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Promise we won't post. Psych, we posted everything.
Yeah, we do.
We'll see you guys December 23rd. We out of here.